This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. Transportation officials are traveling the state talking about a proposed bullet train that would whisk travelers from Houston to Dallas in 90 minutes. That plan's gotten a warm reception, but an additional line between Dallas and Fort Worth generally got the cold shoulder at a meeting last night. Bullet train meetings made the East-West circuit this week with public sessions in Fort Worth and Arlington. On its final stop in Dallas last night, nobody spoke in support of a Dallas to Fort Worth high-speed train with a stop in Arlington. Railroad car salesman Brian Tyndall said the 35-mile distance is just too short and impractical for a bullet train.
Is it really going to be that high speed by the time it needs to start braking to get into Fort Worth? The speed's just not going to be there. Is the juice worth the squeeze?
At a meeting last month about the privately funded Dallas to Houston train, Al Taylor was full speed ahead. Last night, when a DFW line was the subject, he put on the brakes. He pointed out there's already a DFW train, the Trinity Railway Express.
For one-third or one-fourth the money, you could upgrade the TRE, even put a spur from Centerport Station down to Arlington.
Brian Slayton, a financial manager, said more tax dollars shouldn't be spent when DART and the TRE already soak up millions in government subsidies.
Texans don't want it. And when I say Texans don't want it, the numbers show it. People don't ride rail in Texas. We're too spread out. The numbers aren't there to show there's a need. I'm sorry, this is about pet projects.
Michael Morris says the numbers are there. The transportation director for the North Central Texas Council of Governments sees a DFW high-speed line fitting into a Texas network of bullet trains that connect San Antonio, Austin, Houston, and us.
I mean, just imagine here. Our region's going to be 10 million by 2040. Houston's probably similar. Austin-San Antonio complex is probably, I would guess, 8-ish. You got 28 million people all connected by a seamless high-speed rail system.
Morris says the numbers are so good, private investors are, for the first time, sinking millions into the proposed Dallas to Houston line. But the DFW bullet train would need government money. Thursday's meeting didn't touch on funding. It just presented possible routes and sought public input. After six possible alignments, two are recommended, one along I-30, the other along the TRE line. Next month, the Texas Department of Transportation and the Federal Railroad Administration will jointly determine the next steps. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.